God bless.
And welcome back to AM 1170's Between the Lines program. Learning to be more inclusive and respectful of individual differences is the goal of a one-day conference at UW Fond du Lac today. The keynote speaker, Dr. Lisa Hanasono from Bowling Green State University. She's a communications professor, and she joins us on the program. It's a pleasure having you on the program.
Thank you so much for having me on.
All right. We should mention also this Anti-Bullying and Celebrate Diversity Institute today is free and open to the public. Why can't we just all get along, right?
What, that's the million-dollar question, isn't it? Why can't we all just get along? I think many of these things stem from long historical group differences. There's always this desire to be included and to belong. But whenever we create a group, we often also create an out-group. And so these tensions between who is us, who belongs, and who doesn't belong, I think permeates through almost every single culture. And it's something that's really stood the test of time. And so the question of why don't we get along, there's so many reasons why, but I think at the heart of it is this negotiation of identities between the us and the them.
Well, and it seems like in the last couple of years, this has gotten even worse in this country, mm-hmm. doesn't it? I mean, we have a president who is making comments and tweets that are hurtful to certain groups of people. I mean, this is our president of the United States. And then you've got people all across the country who on social media are expressing views that are hurtful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, as a kid growing up, I was always told sticks and stones may break your bones, but words will never hurt you. And I think most of us know that that couldn't be further from the truth, that in reality, words matter and words can hurt. And whether they're spoken face-to-face or they're uttered over social media, people are hurting each other, and that's highly problematic. And I think you're very right, Greg, in terms of looking at social media. While that's clearly not the only reason why we're having these very exaggerated tensions in our society, I think social media does play an important role, partly because people tend to gravitate or follow individuals who really confirm their worldview. And so they hear a lot of confirmation of their own beliefs. And so they get, I think, emboldened by that and often are talking with people who have very like-minded positions. And unfortunately, that leads to this polarization, right? You've got people who believe that they're right and that this is the way, this is the worldview. And we don't see as much of this intergroup dynamic where people from different backgrounds and people with different worldviews are coming together to have meaningful conversations, to discuss differences respectfully. And I think that's one of the really exciting things about this institute today is that it really provides an incredible program of workshops, speaking events, an interactive luncheon, opportunities for dialogue to really get at these important issues. Why can't we all get along? And what can we do, especially here at UW Fond du Lac and this local area, you know, what can individuals here in the community do? And so I'm really excited to engage in conversations with people today, to share some of the research that I'm doing and to hopefully be part of that bigger conversation. How can we be the solution, recognizing that this problem does exist?
Well, what do people have to do?
Right. I mean, first of all, it is not okay to bully. And I think that we have to keep that in mind regardless. But in terms of what we should do about it, there's so many different things. But for the sake of our shorter conversation, the thing that I really wanted to highlight was the notion of allies and bystander intervention. I think a lot of times we focus on the bullies or the people who are bullying, and we say that they're to blame, right? We forget about the larger system, or we think about the victims, and we think, oh, we need to rescue them. But I think an important aspect is that there are, you know, hundreds, thousands, millions of people who may not necessarily be doing the bullying, and they may not necessarily be the direct targets of these actions, but they're watching. And they're witnessing, and our research is finding that those folks are the key playmakers in it all. They're the difference makers, the witnesses, the bystanders, that if they can intervene safely, if they can speak up, if they can act, in great numbers and with great care and with effective communication, that can turn the tide against hate. That
so when you say they're sitting back and they're not doing anything, and how do they intervene? Are you saying they walk up to the person who is being victimized and say, "You're not alone. You have
Yeah, there's so many things that bystanders can do. You know, the some of the research that's out there suggests that, you know, about 75% of people know that these bullying behaviors are wrong, but less than half, maybe around 40%, are doing anything, which means that a huge number of people are just ignoring and turning the other cheek or remaining silent. So there's so many things that bystanders can do. They can, when it's feasible, safely intervene, but they can report it and usher in individuals, authorities who can help in the situation. They can provide support to the targets and tell them that they are not alone. They can just listen to the victims and help them cope. For those who are in positions of leadership, they can develop policies that can help to prevent these types of issues. There's so many things that we can do. We might not be able, there's no magic bullet, right? There's no one thing that's going to solve it all because it is complicated.
But
at the same time, I think we can all do our part.
All right. Let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. Several years ago, there was a resolution that came before the Fond du Lac County Board of Supervisors called the Statement of Diversity.
Okay.
To show people that Fond du Lac is a welcoming community, regardless of race, gender, mm-hmm. gender identity, sexual identity. They didn't vote for it because they were concerned about sexual identity and gender identity being in that statement. There was a group of business people and a diversity group in Fond du Lac a year ago that took out a full page ad in the newspaper again trying to resurrect this after same thing. What do you make of that?
Yeah, you know, as someone who is not part of the community, I hesitate to come in and say I know the answers and that this is what.
No, but I don't think Fond du Lac's alone in this. But there are people who, based on their religious beliefs or whatever, they don't.
Absolutely.
I mean, it shows you that there, even though these business leaders, and these are from the biggest businesses in Fond du Lac, signed this and said we want to show, there are still people who aren't accepting of that.
Absolutely, and that's the harsh reality of today. There are many different perspectives, and just because one aspect people are celebrating in terms of inclusivity, whether that's race or fighting ageism or fighting ableism, you know, that sometimes not all of these identities are embraced equally. And so, you know, I think perhaps the need for more conversation about why is that, and can we come to some better understanding? There may never be agreement fully because so many of these issues are entrenched in people's values, but I think if we can at least have respectful, open dialogues, we can have a better understanding of where we're coming from and possibly maybe have some sort of compromise of a way to, you know, a different way to have a resolution or a different way to take a stand regarding these particular issues. So I think gender identity, sexual orientation, these issues are very pressing. But we also want to think about how these identities are connected to others. So, you know, every single person has multiple identities. It's not just their sexual orientation, but it's also, you know, their nationality, everything. So we are multifaceted individuals. And so I think if we start to look at where we overlap and where we have common ground, that's a good starting point. But I think there are going to be contentious issues, and each community is going to have their own. And it's part of having that conversation. So I think that vote that happened is a good diagnostic tool to indicate that there's still some important issues. There's still some good work to be done in terms of communicating across these differences. And it's a process. I think that's one of the most important things. We often want things to be resolved so quickly, especially big issues like this. But sometimes it's incremental, and that's okay.
Yeah. All right. Dr. Lisa Hanasono, Bowling Green State University keynote speaker at the Anti-Bullying and Celebrate Diversity Institute today at UW Fond du Lac. It's all day long. It's free and open to the public. And Dr. Hanasono, we greatly appreciate you joining us on the program.
Thank you so much for having me. Have a great day.